stocks, bonds, ETFs, straight out of downtown Chicago. This is Zach's Market Edge.
Welcome to Zach's Market Edge, the podcast about investing in your life. I'm your host, Tracy Reinick, and this week I'm going solo again to talk about the Zach's Rank, but also about momentum stocks. Combining the two, the Zach's Rank with momentum, that seems to be a powerful screen. I don't often search for stocks with momentum. I am the value stock strategist at Zach's, not saying value stocks can't have momentum. They certainly can as well. But momentum usually kind of goes along with the growthy side of things. And that's what's really hot on the market right now. So I was curious, how many of the Zach's number ones, the strong buy stocks, which is the very top rank of the Zach's Rank system, how many of those are trading at or near, you know, new 52-week highs? I didn't look for all-time highs. I just looked for 52-week because I figured that was pretty hot unto itself. And of course, we have a screen that covers this. So I didn't reinvent the wheel. I did run one of the predefined screens that looks exactly for this. Number one stocks trading near their highs. And it has a, within 5% component on the screen, plus a few other of the price components, like what it's done in the last week, what it's done over the last 4 weeks. And then it combines it all into just that one screen. I ran it. Now, remember, the Zach's number one ranks are rare. And out of the over 4,400 stocks we cover on the rank, only about 210 to about 250 stocks at any given day are the top rank, the strong buys, the number ones. So running it right there, you already know you're going to get nothing more than 250 stocks on the screen. But I didn't think all of the Zach's number one ranks would be trading within 5% of their 52-week high. And correctly, that is not the case, even in this red hot market. But 25 of the stocks were trading within those parameters, plus the other price movement parameters that are in the screen. It's not just within the 5%. There are other price parameters, as I mentioned. So that's still a pretty healthy number. And surprisingly, when I took a look at that list, I was expecting to see a lot more tech stocks. Everybody's been talking about the AI stocks, some of the Magnificent Sevens that are breaking out. Some of them aren't. Some of them are breaking down. But we still have, you know, NVIDIA running at those highs. And I thought many more tech names would be on this list with the number one rank because a lot of them also have the number one component. Now, that's something we have to talk about for this podcast because many of you kind of you see the Zach's rank around. You might see just like, oh, these are strong buy stocks. Maybe you look at the Bull of the Day article that's on Zachs.com every day, Monday through Friday. Those are the number one rank strong buy stocks as well. We highlight one every day. Maybe you're just thinking, oh, this is what Zach's is saying is a strong buy. But the number one ranking system is a short-term recommendation of just 1 to 3 months. It's computer generated and can change every day that the computer algorithm is run for the rank. So, and it will change every day. So you can have a Zach's number one rank one day, and it could be a 2 or just about anything else the next day, depending on the one key thing that drives it. And that's changes in the earnings estimates from the analysts, not from Zach's analysts, but from brokerage analysts out there covering analysts on these companies. So that could be from anywhere. It could be from Wedbush. It could be from William Blair. It could be from Oppenheimer. It could be from Bank of America. It could be from some smaller shops that maybe you haven't heard of, but they have covering analysts on certain key areas like the biotechs. There's people that specialize at certain shops just on the retailers, and they have covering analysts on those. So any of this data that we collect goes into the Zacks rank, because those are the earnings estimates that the analysts are giving for this year and next year, or this fiscal year and next fiscal year, depending on what the company is on. They also will give usually quarterly earnings estimates as well, but the rank looks at the full year, and it looks at numerous issues with the rank, are with those analyst estimates. And that is agreement. How many of the analysts are all raising or cutting at the same time? Maybe none of them are. And then maybe you might get a hold stock. And number three, 80% of the Zacks rank stocks are in the hold category. Nothing wrong with the holds. It just may mean that there's no real changes in those earnings estimates by the analysts. We, of course, want to look for the companies where the analysts are raising those estimates for whatever reason. Maybe they were too cautious on the earnings. The company came out, beat big, and guided even above the consensus. And so the analysts have to come in and raise all of their earnings estimates for this year, maybe even for next year. So we see that often with these AI stocks. They're beating and raising every quarter. The analysts are kind of behind on the story, although recently they've been managing to catch up a little bit more on how bullish it is, but they kind of struggle the week after the earnings report to revise those earnings estimates higher. But when they do so, they're all revising at the same time, sometimes on a big order of magnitude. So, you know, maybe they had 50 cents for the year and now they're going up to, you know, 75 cents. That's a pretty big jump from 50 to 75 cents. So the rank looks at all of these components and then issues its verdict on whether or not it's good enough to be a strong buy. But usually with the strong buy, we will see recent earnings estimates, you know, revised higher. And that is what we want as investors. Now, remember, again, it's just short term. So if you're a long-term investor, I like to use the Zacks rank to find attractive stocks where something good is going on. And then I will get in the stock and I'll keep the Zacks rank in the background while I'm owning that stock. But it's most likely inevitable at some point it will fall to a number three, because nothing stays, you know, red hot for forever. And that's fine for longer term investors, even to number fours, which is the sell, and number five strong sells. There is a reason you might want to hold on to even those that have the negative rank, because, you know, every company is different. It might be in a cyclical sector like energy or gold miners, something like that, or even lithium, for instance. That's seen quite a up and down ride recently, with lithium prices soaring, then crashing, and the earnings doing the same for the lithium miners. So these are all just little nuances of the Zacks rank, but let's get back to the number ones, the strong buys that have this kind of momentum. So I said there were 25 of these stocks. These are the red hots, the red hot number ones right now. And so I did want to take a look at five that were in, you know, various industries to kind of see why are these number ones and what's going on with the charts with these. And maybe I might find a hidden gem in there along the way as well, even though they are at 52-week highs. But does that mean everybody is in them? I didn't know. So I did, again, pick out five in various industries, and I think we'll find that these charts are somewhat interesting and tell you kind of how the Zacks rank works and how it can find you some of these, like, kind of hidden stocks that no one else is talking about, even though they're near the 52-week high. Okay, so there was a bank on this list. I was kind of surprised. What banks are near the 52-week highs? I knew some of the big banks like JP Morgan had been, but this one is not JP Morgan. So it is the Bank of New York Mellon, ticker BK is that ticker. And let's just take a look because, again, I was surprised to see a bank on here. But as you can see, I'm on Zacks.com now. We do have the industry rank right there. So you can see the number one rank. The rest of the style scores are nothing to write home about. It actually has an F in the growth category. I don't think anyone's surprised about that. And even though it's trading near 52-week highs, it does have a C for momentum on the style scores. But the industry rank is in the top 19% now for these, for the banks, the major regional banks. Now, Bank of New York Mellon is not small. It has a market cap of $41.5 billion. It's headquartered in New York. It's mainly a wealth management, asset management type of bank. And year to date, the shares are up, but just 6.1%. The S&P 500 is up 32%. Oh, that's over the last year, but it's up double digits for the S&P 500. Or no, it's only up 8%. Sorry, 8% year to date for the S&P 500. I'm getting ahead of myself on the S&P 500. Maybe that's because it feels like even more bullish than just like single digits currently, but we are only in March. So, you know, it really shouldn't be single digits only by March already, but year to date, Bank of New York Mellon up 6.1. 1 year, it's up 16.7%. And that gets you to the 52-week high or near about. But the S&P 500 is up 32.5% in that same time period. So not surprising, the banks are still lagging, even though it's trading near its 52-week high. Now, how did it get the Zacks number one rank? Because, you know, we're all under the impression like, oh, the banks, they all kind of stink. You can find that under the detailed earnings estimates, which I have on Zacks.com. And just scrolling down, I always look at the agreement first off, and you can see we had six estimates higher in the last 60 days. That's probably after the last earnings report, but two more raised in the last 30 days. But interestingly, for this year, one was raised in just the last week. That's pretty bullish because it's kind of going outside the norm. There was one cut in the last 30 days as well, but nobody's been cutting in the last seven. So this one raising takes priority. And we are seeing some earnings growth here of 4.1%. They made 505 last year and expected to make 526 now. And you can see just that one earnings estimates higher did increase the Zacks consensus to 526 from 523. So that analyst is more bullish on what's going to be happening here for 2024. And then just looking at it on the chart, I do like to look at the price to consensus chart. It is my favorite chart on Zacks.com. And you can see on Bank of New York Mellon, it's got a nice rise here in 2024. The analysts have been getting more bullish on the banks, hence the Zacks number one rank. But you can see the shares are not yet back to the 2022 highs. Even though they're at 52-week highs, they haven't yet regained their all-time or at least five-year highs here in early 2022. So a bit of a way still to go. Price to earnings ratio is 10.6, but we don't look at that much for the banks. Price to book is better. Remember, bank analysts like to buy at one on the price to book, sell at two, and this one is at 1.15. So that is on the lower end. So you would think this would be somewhat of a bargain here, but a lot of the banks are. It's just not many are buying in. However, it has caught a little bit of a bid in the last couple of months, as you can see, at least enough to get it to 52-week highs. Still cheap. So that's Bank of New York Mellon. So I think you can tell right off the bat that this screen, while it's giving you momentum, so those are stocks at 52-week highs with the number one rank, doesn't necessarily mean it's going to give you NVIDIA on this screen. So I did want to show you one of those, though, because those are key too. And another one on the screen was Coinbase, ticker COIN. And this one is red hot. Let's just look right at this price and consensus chart because I think it's really going to paint the picture for why it has the number one rank and what the stock is actually doing. So 1 year, the stock is up 375% now, year to date, 44% on all this rollout of the cryptocurrency ETFs. And you can see the stock is surging. But interestingly, this one also isn't back to its 2021 highs, not quite yet, even with this huge surge. But you can, it's hard to see where the earnings are here. They are higher than the last couple of years, but still, and still kind of going up and to the right, but not as distinctive for the 2 years as you might think for 2024 and 2025 on this chart. So I want to go look at the actual detailed earnings estimates to get a little bit better picture, because why is it a Zacks number one rank? And you can see, I always go to agreement, 7 are higher in the last 30 days for this year, 4 for next year. And that is pushing up the Zacks consensus here over the last 30 days. After those increases, we now have 101 expected for 2024, up from a loss of 42 cents. So that is huge. To go from a loss to $1.01 is massive. And then next year, also from a loss of 29 cents to 61 cents. So Coinbase now, with these positive earnings that are expected, does actually have a PE, but it's like 252 times. And it has a price to sales ratio. I looked at it up 19 times for the price to sales. So still, you know, no one's buying Coinbase expecting it a cheap stock. So that's not even an issue, but it is a positive that now we're seeing these in the positive here for 2024 and 2025. You know what that means? It means big earnings growth, 172% for this year. But because it is a decline from the 101 to the 61, for next year, it is expected to decline 38%. But number one rank, we're in the beginning part of the year. We're looking at this year's earnings estimates for the rank. And so it's looking pretty good for Coinbase, and the stock is red hot too. So this is what I thought I would find in this screen, and I did with a stock like Coinbase. So that's ticker COIN. And then I did want to look at one that just reported. It is on the retail side, has been struggling for a while, but it's back near that 52-week high. So that's why it made the list, the Gap, ticker GPS. It's not Gap. It's G as in George, P as in Paul, S as in Sam. This one's interesting. It's got the number one rank. So we've got the strong buy. And look at these style scores. It's A for value, A for growth, A for momentum, and the VGM score, the overall score is A. This is pretty rare, this setup. Number one plus A's all the way across. It did just report, so we're getting real fresh data with the analyst estimate changes. So I'm scrolling down to agreement. This coming fiscal year, 2025. So we just finished 2024. We're now in the new fiscal year for them. 2 are higher in the last 30 days. And the same for 2026 even. So the analysts feeling that they were a little bit too cautious. 2025, $1.20 versus just $1.13 30 days ago, and then $1.37 for next year. However, it is an earnings decline this year because they were a little bit better last year, making $1.43. So it is a little bit of a decline. The Zacks rank doesn't always pick up on this aspect, the year-over-year growth estimate. A lot of times it is positive. But occasionally you do see, as you do here with the Gap, that last year was still more bullish and the earnings are expected to decline this year. But the analysts maybe got too pessimistic, like I said, on the Gap, and they've started to raise again. Now, what has this stock been doing? Let's take a look at the price and consensus chart on it, because this will show us a lot about what's going on with those earnings. So very small lines, almost right on top of each other here. And that's because we are seeing the decline a little bit for this year compared to last year. So this is not my favorite price and consensus chart whatsoever, but it's got the Zacks number one rank because the analysts, again, are not as pessimistic. But we do see some hope with these numbers starting to rise here a bit in 2024. That is the positiveness of it. Now, 1 year, these shares are up 109%, year to date, 8.5%. So it has had quite a nice little run. It's near those 52-week highs. Does pay a dividend, yielding 2.8%, and PE is at 17.5. So it's cheaper, but it's not as dirt cheap as it was just last year when it was, you know, way down here. And so you have to ask yourself how much you're willing to pay for these earnings before you dive in. So that's the Gap, ticker GPS. Okay, then I switched it up again and I went to commercial trucks. Guys who make commercial trucks, Paccar. I think it's Paccar, and they've been around for forever. They are one of the big builders of the commercial trucks, as I mentioned. Let's just take a look at the price of consensus chart because this one is a little bit nicer from an investor's point of view. However, you can see that 2023 is at the top line. And then we have 2024. It's well below, actually. And this is like the Gap. 2024 earnings are expected to decline this year from last year's levels, down 15% to 814 from 961, but then rebounding again in 2025. So I don't know enough about Paccar because these charts and the Zacks rank don't tell us these things to understand what is happening this year that earnings are expected to decline. Are they having some kind of added cost in there? Have they not been able to raise prices as much as, you know, maybe they're expected to going forward? Are they selling much less? These are things we don't know unless we dive in. But look at the shares on this chart. Year to date, up 17%. It's got a really nice run almost from the very beginning of the year. Everybody's been diving in. And over the last year, it's up 58%, which is beating the S&P 500. And it's trading near its five-year highs, not just its 52-week highs. So this one definitely has momentum. I'm scrolling up because you can still see where the Zacks rank is, even on this page, and the style scores there. So I was curious about style scores. It does have an A for momentum because this chart is definitely momentum when you're at the five-year highs. It's got a B for growth and an A for value. So very close to what the Gap had, just missed out on that B for growth, but it still has the A for the VGM score, the overall score. So this is very bullish for Paccar here. And it's actually fairly cheap. It's trading at just 14 times on a PE basis, even after this huge rally. So if you're looking around for a commercial truck stock with a dividend yielding 1%, Paccar might be on your short list here. PCAR is the ticker there. We didn't look at the actual earnings estimates. Let's take a quick look. Why not? I'm kind of intrigued by how bullishness this is. Okay, a go to agreement. We have 7 up in the last 60 days. That's probably after earnings. 3 are up in the last 30 days. And then again, 1 up in the last week. That's really giving it bullish momentum here because that analyst is going on the off season. They're not in earnings. It's well after. And yet they're thinking, hey, something good is going on. We're raising right here. So that is very bullish. This is what the Zacks rank is designed to pick up. Nobody's cutting for the full year this year or next year in the last 60 days. Also very bullish. You can see why it's the Zacks number one. So that's Paccar, ticker PCAR. Then I want to wrap it up with a surprising name. And this is also what the Zacks rank is designed to do. It finds hidden gems, but it also finds stocks that maybe were popular at one point. The street kind of gave up on them, but maybe something is happening there again. And the analysts are starting to get more bullish. And this stock is Block, ticker SQ. Yes, the formerly known as Square. And Block has been kind of in the doghouse along with PayPal and these digital payment system type of stocks. Okay, so Block, SQ, it's got the number one rank, but look at its style scores. D for value, D for growth, C only for momentum, even though it's trading near its 52-week highs, And that does have the F for the overall VGM score. So none of that is good, but the number one rank is signaling something here. So I'm scrolling down to look at the agreement. And for 2024, it's kind of a mixed bag. We do have some cuts in the last 30 days. We have four, but we have 8 raised in the last 30 days. And we also have 1 in the last 7 days. None have been cut. 1 has been raised. So someone is getting a little more bullish. And the Zacks rank is kind of picking up on that. It's picking up that more of the analysts are bullish than are negative here and cutting right now on the stock. And that helps for the Zacks rankiness. Now, looking down at the magnitude, we're now at 303 for 2024. 30 days ago, it was just 295. So that's also bullish that it's a nice little jump up. It's not just like a penny. It's, 8 cents. That's a decent jump up. That is, at least one analyst saying, I think I'm being a little bit too cautious here and too conservative. So that's good to see. I'm just scrolling up to see, the earnings growth is good. 63.9% expected this year. They only made $1.80 last year. Everybody would agree for the payment system stocks, it was difficult for those companies last year. They only made $1.80, again, expected to make $3.03 is what we have down here for the current $3.03. So that's even more bullish than what this is showing. So that's good to know. And then next year, 2025, another 31% with the analysts raising for next year too, and 7 higher in the last 30 days. So they're already thinking 2025 is going to look even better at 387 there. That's some nice earnings growth. So are we returning to the earnings growth here? Let's look at the price and consensus and kind of see where the stock is going. So this price consensus is looking really solid. This is what PayPal's kind of look like as well. But the street is just not rewarding these shares. While the shares are near their 52-week high, you can see it's kind of been near this 52-week high for several years now. It sells off like it did last year to the new, almost just like that 5-year low right there. And now it's up off of that. Year to date, it's up only 4.8% and 1 year up 14%. But over the 5-year period of this chart, it's down 17.2. It's well off of its 2021 highs still. But again, the Zacks rank is sometimes designed to find when the turnaround companies are and when things are looking better. And look at how much better it's looking on the earnings. But the street is not rewarding it. Maybe they're waiting for it to get even cheaper. PE of 27 right here. Maybe you need under 20 before the street gets interested, before those value investors like myself start diving in. But it does have some nice growth, even though it's got the bad growth style score. On the earnings side, the growth looks good. So I'm liking that, but it's got the rank, other style scores, not so great. But again, the rank can uncover some of these hidden gems. So that's Block, ticker S as in Sam, Q. So the rank doesn't necessarily just give you like the Coinbases and the Nvidias, as you can see, the rank with the momentum. It can just give other stocks that are back to those 52-week highs but are kind of trading in these trading ranges like the Blocks, like the banks, like Bank of New York Mellon, which can't break out to 5-year highs either yet. These are the ones that it's capturing in the momentum part of the story here. But it does tend to capture some of these that are the turnarounds. And so I like to look for the turnarounds because those are the ones that might have plenty more room to still run. And the Zacks rank does signal something good is going there when the analysts are starting to raise and nobody's cutting and they either are behind on the story or they're trying to get ahead of it. like they might be with some of these stocks we saw today that are raising in just the last week, even though there's no earnings report coming up imminently. So keep that in mind about the rank. It does have these little quirks, peculiarities, but it can be used as a great tool to try to find these hidden gem stocks and to give you some stock picks on some areas, maybe even industries that you might not have been looking at. I doubt many of us have been looking at Picard lately, by the way. I know I haven't, and it's even a cheap stock, and it's in the value range there, and I haven't been looking at it, but it's got one of the best charts that we saw here today at the five-year highs, not even the 52-week highs. So use the Zacks Rank. Use it as the tool it's designed to be. It's not always perfect. It does have its quirks and peculiarities, as I've mentioned, but it does provide a great screening tool, certainly on the short term. But even long-term investors can use it to find these hidden gems, and then they'll do their own research and monitor what's going on with the stock and the company once they're owning it for the long term. But the Zacks Rank, powerful tool alongside momentum here. So use it as much as you can. And you can find the number one ranks, as I mentioned, every day, Monday through Friday, on the Zacks.com website. They are the bulls of the day. So go over there, check those out. We also feature a couple of them on the Top Stock Picks videos. You can get freebies, free Zacks number one ranks over there on that as well. But be sure to get them somewhere, and be sure to get this podcast somewhere. You can get the video podcast on YouTube. Go to Zacks.com/YouTube. Watch it there. You'll see all the charts. It's maybe a little bit better to see what's happening with the changes in the Zacks rank to watch it. But you can also listen to us on Apple, as always. We're on Spotify. We're on Amazon Music. We're on just about every, podcast platform out there. But get us somewhere, and I'll see you again next week with some more stocks.
This material is being provided for informational purposes only, and nothing herein constitutes investment, legal, accounting, or tax advice, or a recommendation to buy, sell, or hold a security. Do not act or rely upon the information and advice given in this podcast without seeking the services of competent and professional legal, tax, or accounting counsel. Publication and distribution of this podcast is not intended to create, and the information contained herein does not constitute, an attorney-client relationship. No recommendation or advice is being given as to whether any investment or strategy is suitable for a particular investor. It should not be assumed that any investments in securities, companies, sectors, or markets identified and described were or will be profitable. All information is current as of the date herein and is subject to change without notice. Any views or opinions expressed may not reflect those of Zacks Investment Research as a whole.